to God. Glory to God. Always such a blessing to be able to come and get ministered to and share with my family. I mean, just joy unspeakable. Just doesn't compare. Just doesn't compare. I have a little riddle. Before I get to the riddle, Pastor is right. Vikings don't win all the time. But they did today. So my riddle, man, just shout it out. First person shout it out here. Let's see if we can get the answer. Is that what gets bigger the more you take away from it? Anyone? Well, this is an old one. No. This is an old one. You don't know it, Alex? No. A hole. It's an old riddle. A hole. The more you take away from a hole, the bigger it gets. I thought somebody would have got it. The pastor would have had something waiting for you in his office when church was over. But that riddle came to me. It's very old. I heard it a long time ago. And the Lord's just constantly, you know, ministers to you as you grow in his word. It just never stops. And it becomes so sweet, you just even start to forget time frames. You can say, oh, 5 years ago he told me this, too. And then at some point it just all blends together. But I know not too long ago, and as I sit here and look at my sister Lynn, who just penned a book. You can get it on Amazon. Shameless plug, that's $5. I never really had like a desire to write any book or anything. Like, you know, I know mom dealt with it and stuff like that. And I was just in like such a hard, low time. And that's where the Lord would bring you. And I just like, I had nothing to do. And I just like had all these thoughts and whatever. And so put them on paper, I guess. So I don't know. Don't even call it a book. But anyways, the concept that came to me was the whole. And the concept that came to me was the whole with a little bit of wordplay on it. There was W-H-O-L-E, and then there was whole, H-O-L-E. And there's even more wordplay on that through the word of God, and just even in the natural. Tonight I want to speak a little bit about the H-O-L-E aspect, if the Lord ever allows, or maybe I do a book or something like that. Maybe the other side of it which speaks to taking all of it, the whole. But the hole I'd like to speak about tonight is the hole that I have in my heart. And by the grace of God, everyone here has to have something of that hole in your heart to even be here tonight. It's not the natural hole. It's not a hole from things that happen here on earth. Not the same type of hole when Bluebell ice cream went out of business, for instance. That put a hole in my heart. Not that type of hole. Not the type of hole when Teddy Bridgewater went down for the season before it even got started. But it's a hole that can't be filled naturally. And why? Well, this whole book is filled with why. So it's simple, right? Because it's right here. But this has to be divine. This has to be true. You have to believe in this. And you have to believe in all of it. And sometimes I marvel how I watched these documentaries and they were talking the other night. And man just wrote this. Some man just wrote this. And as we know, who could have wrote such things? If you just think of it simply, everybody who scripted something in this book, no one proclaimed themselves to be God, right? Not even Christ. Christ said access to God was through him. Why would a man who has an opportunity to pen something that's going to brainwash people for generations to come take the opportunity to say, it's me, follow me? Why? Because all scripture is given what? Divine inspiration, right? A man couldn't write that because a man wasn't writing his thoughts. A man was writing what God told him to. Why wouldn't Moses say, I'm the guy? Nobody would have knew, right? He didn't do anything miraculous to convince anybody necessarily. So this word has to be true because no man would proclaim that someone else is the God of all on their own. Only God could inspire them to say such a thing. Again, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and the Holy Spirit. One other simple thing that the Lord put on me, and they're so simple, cookies on the shelf, is every single thing that has been in here is, has, and is to come. How is that? And if, again, a man was just writing this, why wouldn't he write of coming together? The old Kumbaya song, right? Let's hold hands and fix this place. No. It told of what's to come. Chaos, destruction, famine, wars, pestilence. It spoke of these things. Why would we be told of these things to come if this word wasn't true? And tell me, which thing hasn't come to pass? Why wouldn't a natural man have said, no, everybody, we're going to make this better? Or let me give you a picture of this future. What natural man would gain anything from painting such a picture of the future? No man, because it's just truth. It's just God. So that's how I feel about the divinity of this word. Now that we all know this word is true, let's look a little bit on why that hole is in our hearts. And more than welcome, I'm going to go through a couple verses here. More than welcome to turn there. Ephesians 2:10. And again, we, you know, most all of us, we know this stuff. But the Spirit encourages us to hear it again and again and again and again. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Very simple. And we know that's not the only place it tells us that. Why am I here? For God's pleasure. And what pleases God? To love you. And because he first loved you, then in return you love him. You have no mission but to be for the joy of the Lord. Like he said, for the joy that was set before me. I remember me and Brother James had a deep conversation one time about what is that joy that was before him that he would take that for us. Just love. Just loves us that much. And just asks to love us and love him in return. So that hole that we have in our heart that we've all tried to fill, that was programmed and predestined before the foundation of the earth. A beacon, if you will. A homing device implanted inside of us that can only be filled by one thing. And again, it speaks to the divinity of God, because man couldn't have come up with a plan that great. Man couldn't have said, I'm going to put a hole in your heart, and guess what's the only thing that could fill it? Me. Nah, man's wisdom falls way short of that. So if we know what our mission is, which is simply to the joy and glory of the Lord, let's take a look at Acts 17:27. I like Acts 17:27 because, as with a lot of places in the Word of God, again, it speaks to why we're here. What's God's purpose? What's our purpose? Who did what? Scripture says that God made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands. No, not worshipped with these hands, these works. As though he needed anything. What can you give him? Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. That what? That whole. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For again, it speaks to his pleasure, the joy that was set before him, that he first loved us. He loved us so much and still does and always will that it's going to take eternity, which we have no concept of that word. We throw forever around like we know what forever is. No one in here has experienced anything that's forever. I know some of us have been around a little while, and it's still not forever. It takes the eternities forever. And he still can't exhaust the grace and love that he had for us. I mean, just even sitting there, just listening to him. Can you imagine, saints? Hallelujah. Just listening. Just pointing them out. Just him taking you back over life. Remember that day? Let me show you what I was doing that day. What a great way to spend eternity. Praise God. And by his glory all together, by his grace. No man on earth is to be followed. Men are to be marked. Men are to be followed as we follow Christ, potentially like Paul did. But man himself is not to be followed. There is nobody who is the leader of us all whose breath is in his nostrils. I don't care what his title or his name is. Because if man has to look to the next man as his leader or what inspires him or who he follows, well, that man has to look to somebody, right? And then that man has to look to somebody. And it goes on forever. Well, let me ask you a question. Who does the last man look to? Man is not to be followed. The man at the top of the chain, what do they fear? If that was the case, they would have no fear. That's why all men fear and are created to worship the Lord. It tells us in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is wisdom, is knowledge. Amen. And it's a reverence. It's not scared. It's a reverence, right? It's a fear of his power. God tells us that there is no like-minded person who walks the earth that same as him, that would even have our cares or concerns the same way he does. Nobody could be an advocate or on your behalf the way the Lord is, because they aren't God with that mind. Even when we have the mind of Christ, it's still Christ in us, but it's only Christ himself that has your eternal care in mind. The whole, we try to fill in the whole with a lot of things. I mean, simple things, not even all bad things. We try to fill the holes in with, you know, let's just put it out there, lust of the flesh, right? Hobbies, right? Works, causes. You know, we hear all this stuff before. Looking to fill in that hole, huh? It works temporarily sometime. Again, you might get puffed up in here, feel you did something good, and praise God for people who take care of each other and God's children. Praise God. But Mother Teresa needs Jesus Christ just like everybody in here does. Amen. It's him, the will and the do of his good pleasure. Amen. That's how we always talk about. You don't serve God out of having to. God doesn't need anything from you. As brother always tells us, he doesn't come home and sister says, get those dishes done. Get that trash done. Nah. He says, can I do those dishes for you? Can I take that trash out for you? I don't have to serve you, but I love you. And it's simple. That's God. The only reason I could ever even begin to do anything remotely close to serving God is because it is holy put in my heart that I still don't understand. And you know what? I kind of don't want to. I'm learning to just rest in it. I know it's real because, again, I ain't. I'm not a stupid man. It's a hole here, man. I've tried to fill it. Catch me on the wrong day, you might catch me trying to fill it. And his grace is even sufficient for that. Just don't stay there. Amen. Quickly put that down and say, that ain't going to work. That's Bondo. That's spackle. Don't fill your holes in with spackle. Saints, fill your hole in with the rock. The foundation is higher than I. It can be anything. I mean, it doesn't always have to be a bad thing that takes you away from God or you try to feel in your heart. It doesn't have to be the most raunchiest, crazy thing in the world. You can get pulled away by, again, stuff that's good and fine and natural. Some people like different things. You can fill it in with playing fantasy football if you want. Some people like even more extreme stuff. Some people like to play with planes and fly them and stuff like that, you know, if that's your bag of tea. But quickly, we can miss it. It doesn't work, and I know. I'm a perfect witness because so beautifully as Solomon stated, what my eyes have seen, I withheld nothing from them. I mean, I tried it all. I'm not ashamed, but for the grace of God. And even Solomon, the thing I loved about him so much is that he realized, and he knew he missed it. He was speaking in natural wisdom and still knew he missed it. A brother was sharing with me this morning on the contrast that Brother Hill used to bring between Solomon and Paul. Solomon said, I had it all. Vanity and vexation of spirit. Vanities. Paul says, I have it all. But it ain't what Solomon thought it was. I count that all dung. I count that all loss. To gain Jesus Christ, that high calling. So there is a contrast there, and you see, and Solomon, he missed it. And see, man's hole that he tries to fill in is always what works. The flesh likes things bigger, better, stronger, faster. The flesh says, go, go, go. More, more, more. And Christ says, me, 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 be still, be still, be still. If you look at man's fickle work, always trying to fill in that hole, right? Buildings, structures, machines, vices, and devices, all trying to one up, right? That's what man, that's what we in this flesh, that's what makes us somebody that fills in that hole. I wound up him. Right? My building is bigger than him. Just look at our country from the beginning of time, or even other countries in the world. I don't even know where it's at now. But it goes from the Sears Tower to the Empire State Building to this, to that, this needle. Oh, you got one bigger? Hold on. Let me get back in here. I got to make one bigger than you. That's what makes me somebody. Now my hole's filled in. I got this big structure I built. Can ask Nebuchadnezzar about that. God says, look up, not one up. God didn't say anything about being down here trying to fill in the holes with your heart with the things that we know, the moths eat, burn, rust. Can't take anything with you. He didn't ask you to fill in the hole with that. He says, look to me for the increase. And then he gives us the example in the natural. Here's a shocker. The wealthiest people in the world are the most unhappiest. There's a little place called Silicon Valley out west here. Money all over the place. Stockbrokers all over the place. Capital venture funds like you don't even know. You have a good idea. Here's $1 million. Recoup that 10% or whatever it is. Again, brothers told us what he said. He said, I seen snakes in the boardroom, same as you see them on the street. Sometimes even even seek your snakes. The Lord gives us a lot of examples, even in public, in public office and stuff right now, of people who are moved or feel they're qualified because they built something or their name's on something. The highest rate of suicide, one of the highest rates of suicide, is right over there in Silicon Valley. Because what we all have in here that the person who chases that dollar doesn't have, we know that that's not what makes us happy. And we know, Brother Paul, I have learned to live when it's pouring, I have learned to live when there's a drought. I've learned to abound in any situation. And because we have that hope and we have that faith, we're not like the ones in the world who might take a bad trade, take a loss, take a crash. What a life to live. Your happiness is based upon a ticker on the NASDAQ. And there is a lure. God's graced me to mess around in the finance business a little bit. Sure, there's a lure to it. It's fun. It's, again, it's this flesh. It's filling that hole. And you can tell how fickle man is, because some man, it ain't about the money. What can Warren Buffett possibly do with another dollar? But does he stop trying to get it? Nah, because it's that hole. Maybe if he stuffs enough hundreds in there, he'll feel complete one day. Saints ain't going to happen. We knew that if something like that happened, we could immediately go to Romans 8:28 and know that it was all good for Christ's sake. There is no bad. And that now I'm empty, right? Now I'm in that valley. Now I got to wait for that raven to, did that raven bring a 10-course meal? Or he bring just a little bit, just enough to get by? Or what about the widow with the oil? Abundant. I don't have no vessels left to fill. We'll find something because the oil's still coming. Mom used to tell me I didn't even understand it. And I want to have that. I want to have that confusion of not being able to handle all the blessings God gave me. Mom used to tell me, God can bless you so much, you got to tell him, hey, man, turn it back a little bit. I can't hold this. Cattle on a thousand hills. He's the king of everything. Why not? He came to give it to you. See, these gifts, the things that we have down here, they're fine. They're not bad things. But they're still just distractions, saints. Even the good things. We may not like to hear it. Relationships. Your friends. Your children. Your job. Your career. Whatever it is. All these things are things he gave you, but they're still things that he uses to push you towards the ultimate goal. You got a crown right here, that no man. I was having a bad time one time over here at the gym shooting baskets. My brother Rob Mountain came in. I like to call him Rob Mohill. Rob Mountain came in. We just got the fellowship and the Spirit sent him. And he got to talking to me about these things. You know, I'm complaining, oh, my car, my life, my job, my relationships, my these things. Man, he so sweetly told me, when you come to the table to play, all cards are on the table to win Christ. And Paul tells us that. I count it all as loss. Rob gave me such a clear picture because he didn't say, you can take the cards out. Okay, I'm here, Lord. Hold on. Let me put my wife in my pocket. And I'm putting my children in my pocket. And let me put my job in there. Okay, I'm ready to play. Now it's all on the table. Amen. And it comes to that question. Do you love me? And God's not a God who's looking to put you in a position of that. But boy, God is a jealous God. And he loves you so much that he's not even going to let a marriage, a child, a job, anything stop you from where he wants you to be. Take pride in that, saints, that someone loves you that much. Even things you do take in the natural should be edifying to your body, edifying to the body of Christ, edifying to God. Like we read in the Bible, not all good things are profitable. Even friends. And that hole in the heart, it changes you. I'll give you a quick story on how it changes you, that hole. I used to fill in that hole with so many things. Tonight, right here, I have more than that, but two of my dearest friends came out to see me tonight. Two of my bestest friends. I got two other best friends who are out of town right now at a big reunion rap concert, being rap stars. The irony in that is 5, 7, I don't know how many years ago, I would have been with them. I wouldn't have been with my friends here. I would have been with my friends there because that hole I was trying to fill in with something else. But by the grace of God, what's edifying to my soul, what keeps us fellowshipping friends and truth is our relationship we have in Jesus Christ. Amen. My two friends in Atlanta, they're good friends and I love them. But I'll call them right now, tell them it's a hard time. They're not going to say, I'll pray for you, brother. They're going to say, what? Well, they will suggest some other things. I call my friend Kelly right now, I'm hurting. I pray for you. God's got you. You know he does. If I call my good friend LaShawn right now, same thing. And the amazing thing, these are people who we've known each other in the natural. So we've witnessed each other. We've helped each other at times. Let me help you fill in this hole. But by the grace of God, brothers and sisters of precious like faith, now we know. Here, let me help you fill in this hole. Glory to God. Glory to God. As we wrap it up here, I just wanted to speak of a few other things. We talked about that hole in the heart and the mission that's there. And there's even more. It doesn't just stop there. He called us to be friends. He called us, I love that John 15:15. I believe we just read this a couple weeks ago. John 15:15 says, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant know not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. If you love God, you will serve God. You only serve God because you love him. So he didn't call us to this hole in his heart to just be filled in even by just serving him. Like the Bible tells us, we're co-laborers in this. He doesn't need us, but we're doing this together. There's more. Ephesians 3:6 says the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. We know this. We hear it all the time. Of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. That's what your mission is here. To rule and reign with Jesus Christ. That's what that hole is. And saints, you can try. You can try. You can try to fill it. And it will always come back void. What's void? A hole. But what does this say? Doesn't come back void. Fills in the hole, right? He's amazing. I love him. He's amazing. And as you come to the end here, I just want to read you something else. See, I love my tablet because you can't really tell how much more I have to go. You just have to sit there and take it. See, because I've learned when I'm so entrenched in a great and wonderful Bible study from Ty, I see the pages, and I know when he gets to about page 8, we're about halfway home. So you just got to sit here and take it. Quickly, I want to speak of Ecclesiastes 12:13. Love how pastor said, you got a little time. Got a little time. see how well I did with getting the verse right. What we're speaking here of is Solomon speaking of the things under the sun. Let's start at 9. It says, and furthermore, because the preacher was wise, he, Solomon, still taught the people knowledge, and he pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. That is the Amplified. The King James actually says the same thing. We'll go to King James here. It says, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as gold and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making books. There is no end and much. Study is a weariness of flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Again, speaking to what your mission is there. And no, we know that this was a time before that blood was shed on Calvary, but we know there's no keeping of the commandments. We know, again, you fall in love with Christ, both to will and do of his good pleasure. Because there's no responsible sinning, like we say, and there's nothing that God would send you into necessarily for an evil purpose. But we also know that evil is even used for that day. Perfect example we know in Joseph, one of the greatest lines ever, what Satan meant for God, the Lord turned into good. In 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul speaks of the Lord's work and increase. And in this, he also speaks of doctrine too. So doctrine does apply. See, because sometimes we seek to fill the hole that's comfortable. So you're telling me even filling this hole in applies to doctrine? You're telling me man tries to go to meetings and churches that are comfortable, that he can massage to his way, that have the good donuts, the HD TVs? I don't know. But they're looking for something. Even right there in what fills it in. You're there with what fills it in. You're still looking for something. This fills it in, but this don't fill it in the way I like. Can it fill it in and I still do this and I don't got to do this? And can I fill it in and I don't have to be completely broken? Comfort. Even in doctrine, man's always looking to fill in something else, fill in the hole. With comfort. And the irony is, the truth is when you're the most freest. So those people who are looking to fill in this hole, and they don't want it to be so, well, the truth, you're the freest there is in the truth. Paul said, I can do anything, I just don't want to. That's the irony of it. Don't congest yourself to that. Screens and hierarchies and, again, causes and daycares and whatever. Praise God for where any of these churches use anything to edify the body of Christ. But it's not going to fill in that hole. And we see that. We see that time and time again. It's not going to fill in the hole. Because if it did, why don't we stop? And the ironic thing about it is salvation doesn't fill in that hole either. Again, as our riddle was earlier, what gets bigger the more you take? The more you take of Christ, I got a surprise. The hole doesn't get smaller. It gets bigger. It gets bigger. You want more and more and more, and salvation is easy. In a sense, salvation is done. That's why to me it's so simple on how you cannot see the bridal message. Because what else is there to do? What else are you running for? Calvary happened what? I don't even get in the years. 2,000 years ago or whatever. Years don't matter to me. But Calvary happened. So what else is there to do? Why are we still here? If everybody's saved, then it's all good. Let's wrap this thing up and get it going. What else could I possibly do? If I've hit the mark, why don't I just sit down and enjoy it? No, because he said there's more. And I'm going to make that hole bigger. And if you want me to fill that hole in for you, you got to take more. And what is that? The high calling. I'll fill it in all the way on that day. Amen. The high calling. We can't stop at salvation. It's simple, but maybe for the Holy Spirit it's simple. Because but for the grace of God, I would probably wrestle with it too. It gets tough. It's not hard. I mean, it's hard. It gets tough. It's not easy. Buddy of Eddie of mine said something profound the other day, which is rare. I love you, Ed, if you listen online. Look at the affection, not the affliction. I don't know, maybe you got that from somewhere, but I never heard it before. Look at the affection, not the affliction. I said, man, you're on to something. That's beautiful. I love that. So to wrap it up, we know times is hard. I mean, there's so much that the word speaks on this and so much we could go over. But I think we all know, again, everybody is here because of that hole in their heart. Nobody came here tonight because they didn't have anything better to do. And by his grace, you precious brothers and sisters of like faith that I've gotten to grow with, I know you know that. And if you're in here and you don't know that, well, guess what? That's why you're here. It wasn't no accident. And he has something for you. And that's what's going to fill in that hole for you. Truth. The last thing I'd like to read is, oh, well, we were already there, to 1 Corinthians 3:6. 1 Corinthians 3:6. Again, this is Paul talking about being fellow laborers. And it just speaks again to trying to fill in that hole with something else. I love it because it even speaks to trying to fill in that hole with maybe some other doctrine or something of that nature. And I'll read through it quickly. I won't get out of here. And he came back and he's reiterating again about the divisions. People say, I'm of Paul. Another, I am of Apollos. Are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom he believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted Apollos, watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is it he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth it, but God giveth the increase. Amen. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. You're God's building. He made you for his purpose, his glory. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another build thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. These works, these buildings, these machines, nothing will get it done. This false doctrine, it can't be laid on top of the truth. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he will receive reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwell within you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. For who has known or understood the mind and purposes of the Lord so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. So, again, I just wanted to speak to this hole that was in my heart, a hole that I know is in all of y'all's heart. I hope the Lord just continues to guide us all to fill it in. And it's hard sometimes because that flesh, you can't fill it in. But as we always say, stick with the stuff. Don't settle. Don't put the spackle in there. It gets tough. It gets low sometimes. He said to Ephesians, but you have yet a little strength. If you don't have a little strength, I don't see how he could be talking to you. But a little strength. And the world doesn't like it. We hurt. Times is getting low. You get afflicted. You get beat or you get bruised. You get cheated. You get lied to. You get made a mockery of. You get isolated. You get laughed at, trumped on, abused. And there's still a crown of righteousness and glory waiting for you. Amen. Still, even with all that. Hold fast, hallelujah, hold fast. No, man. Don't fill that hole in with nothing. Don't you fill that hole in with what this world has to offer you. Those gifts he gave you, they're to push you to him. Amen. Praise God. Stir them if you want to pray and close the message.